You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Altoona residents gathered in the downtown area for the grand opening of a long-awaited project this weekend. The new container park, known as The Yard, officially opened for business on Saturday after years of delays in its development. The site includes a number of small shops and restaurants made out of repurposed shipping containers, which city officials hope will help revitalize the downtown Altoona area. In addition to the ribbon cutting, the grand opening event over the weekend featured live music, a cornhole tournament, and activities for kids. Multiple people were injured when a boat exploded into flames in Prescott over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the explosion occurred just before 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Miscroy Yacht Harbor fuel dock. 11 people were on the boat when it exploded, throwing most of them into the water. Authorities say nobody was killed in the incident, and all of the injured occupants of the boat were taken to the hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is leading the investigation into the circumstances of the explosion. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking potential victims in a sexual abuse case to come forward. 82-year-old Robert Karstensen is currently facing multiple charges of sexual assault and child enticement in Eau Claire County. While those charges are Eau Claire-related, the Barron County Sheriff's Department believes they found evidence that there may have been additional victims from the Chetek River campground between 1994 and 1998. Law enforcement authorities in Eau Claire are also asking any potential victims from the area to contact them. State lawmakers are renewing their push for a task force to study the racial disparity in missing and murdered women and girls. A study published last year found black women between age 25 and 44 were six times more likely to die by homicide than white women across the country. State Representative Sheila Stubbs authored the bill that was introduced on Friday, which would create a 17-member task force to study the issue. The task force would present their final report along with solutions to reduce gender violence and increase safety by December of 2026. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to add protections for workers who are exposed to dangerous heat conditions in their workplace. The proposed bill would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable federal standard to protect workers in high-heat environments. Those standards could include things like paid breaks in cool spaces, access to water, limiting how long workers can be exposed to extreme heat, and establishing emergency response procedures for addressing heat-related illnesses. A group of conservation activists have filed a petition with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources seeking to stop wake boats from contributing to the spread of aquatic invasive species. The petition argues that wake boats can carry more residual water than other kinds of boats after draining procedures, making it more likely that they could help invasive species like zebra mussels spread. The group is asking the DNR to implement new regulations that would require wake boats to be thermally decontaminated before being moved to a new body of water. The Dunn County Historical Society has launched a new app for area residents interested in learning more about the history of the region. According to a press release, the Discover Dunn County Tours app will direct residents to 13 locations around the county that include free walking tours, old and current photos of historic sites, and information on significant historical events in the area. Residents who complete the Dunn History Road Rally Tour between August 22nd and September 2nd can also get a free limited edition magnet from the Rossbach Museum. A former Rice Lake woman will go to trial on charges of felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle after entering a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of passing vehicles in a construction zone on Highway 53 near Haugen last August, causing a fatal head-on collision that led to the death of 71-year-old Ira Luplau. A two-day trial was scheduled for November 24th at a hearing on Thursday. Cronquist is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. With Governor Evers officially announcing he will not seek a third term, the Democratic primary field has already begun to take shape. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially launched her campaign for governor in 2026 on Friday morning, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he will be taking steps towards entering the race over the next few weeks. State Senator Kelda Royce, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Attorney General Josh Call, and former Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler have also been discussed as potential candidates. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas. And the Brewers walk off the Marlins.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writers showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 91 for a high this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index into the triple digits today. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. We'll drop into the upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently at 74.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.